This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Vail Resorts has rejected Vail Town Council's offer to pay the company $12 million for a plot of land it owns next to I-70. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
In a letter to Vail's town manager, the resort's chief operating officer, Bill Rock, says the company won't take the money and will go to court to protect its plan to build affordable housing for its workers on the five-acre parcel. The town council says the development would harm bighorn sheep in the area and in May voted to condemn the property. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado's extended drought means far fewer ducks and geese are expected to migrate to the state this season. CPR's Miguel Otárola.
State wildlife officials say that because reservoirs and wetlands are drier than normal, migrating waterfowl may not spend much time in Colorado before flying further south. But conditions are also worsening in the birds' breeding habitat, which extends up to Canada. Montana and the western Dakotas have half the amount of ponds they did in 2019. And the number of breeding ducks there have dropped by nearly a third. However, officials do expect a normal number of Canada geese in Colorado this year. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Republican Senate candidate Joe O'Day will fundraise with former President George W. Bush in a couple of weeks. According to the O'Day campaign, the event will take place in the former president's home state of Texas. O'Day raised $3 million in the last 3 months, but still trails Democrat Michael Bennett when it comes to campaign cash on hand. Right now in Denver, it's 63 degrees and partly cloudy. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 3:06.